Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the At Valentine Podcast with your biggest Jack Bauer fan couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, March 14th, 2011, and this is episode one.
Our grand opening, our premiere, our beginning show of geeky goodness. We're glad you're here with us today.
Hey, everybody.
How you all doing? Hope you had a great weekend.
Yeah. So just to tell you all a little bit about us and why we might be doing this, here's the couple that likes geeky stuff, and we like food, media, tech, and we always want to talk about it with other people, so we feel like this is a good way to get that across.
Yeah, and, you know, we're just a regular old couple that just love food, music, media, be it televisions, movies, and music, and we just love sharing it with people. It's just one of the things that we love to do, and it's something that we have always wanted to do when where it was sparked for us.
Yep. So.
And I'm starting to babble already.
Well, it's the first show, so I don't think people expect perfection. So we have a few shows to get it right, so it's all right.
Man, I hope it's just a few. But we're glad that you guys have decided to subscribe and or even give us a try. And so with that, I say we can probably get on with the show.
So let's talk about our weekend wrap-up. This is a segment where we talk about what the Valentines did over the weekend. Two or three days full of fun, which I have fun every day. Even if we're not doing anything, if we're just laying around at home, I still have fun with Jay. So how was your weekend, Jay?
It was pretty good. Got to relax a lot this weekend. For you all, I work in IT, so I am on call this week. You guys out there that know about being on call, that includes calls in the middle of the night. So it was fairly quiet this weekend until Sunday night, and then it kind of got a little crazy, but made it through that night, and it was pretty quiet for the rest of the weekend. So got to go out and do a few things. Got to watch some 24 that we'll be talking about later, and got to go out and eat and play some games and stuff. So for our on-call weekend, it was a very relaxing weekend.
Sunday, we went out to eat with my family, my mother, father, sister, and uncle. We went to a Mongolian grill called BD's, which we love. There's something there for everyone. We had a good time.
We had great conversation.
We had a lengthy conversation about children.
Yes, that comes up every now and then.
Because right now, we choose not to have any kids right now. And my parents had four, so I get to hear their side of it. My dad says that he had a great time raising his four girls. But Jay right. came to the conclusion that he had a great time because he didn't have to do anything.
Right, and then as soon as you asked my mother-in-law about, you know, what was her experience as a parent, she said it was a learning experience, and it was she said it was a great experience.
She said it was a good experience, but my dad had fun.
Right.
So you can see the difference there.
So when he said that it was fun being a parent, I knew right then. I was like, I don't think he was washing a lot of hairs or a lot of heads.
Yes.
Then, and he probably wasn't cooking a lot of meals.
Yes. My mom cooked. She made us brush our teeth. He helped us with our baths. So she got to do all the work. My dad got to do the fun stuff. So I think that's why he enjoyed parenthood a little more than my mom.
So I think that's a typical response, not to be chauvinist or anything like that. But
moms do a lot of work. That's why Mother's Day is a big deal.
Yeah.
Father's Day, not as much.
Right. So
even though dads are great people too.
Yes.
I love dads.
And a shout out to all the single dads out there too that are doing it. and to the single moms that's doing the job of both parents and everything. And we're thankful for our parents and our guardians that, you know, that raised us. And advise you, you know, just make sure you know, you hug your mom, give your mom a little love, and give your dad a little love. And let them know they appreciate it. And one of the reasons why we went to BD's.
We didn't have any other reason why we went. We just went to have fun with the family.
No. We also went to celebrate something great. And what was that?
Just another day.
It was Renee's birthday. It wasn't this weekend, but we were celebrating her birthday. And this year, don't know why, but why this year do you feel that it's just another day?
I don't know. It's maybe ever since I hit my 30s, has it been as big a deal? And every year, the excitement's just kind of come down a little more. I feel the same the day on my birthday as I did the day before.
That's sad.
And plus, I don't like people to celebrate me a lot. It feels weird and awkward.
And does it feel weird because you feel like you're putting them out? Or?
Probably. I don't want people to give me presents. I don't want them to spend money on me. I'm really weird. I've been like that since I was a kid. So
yeah.
It's hard for me to accept presents.
But it was a good time hanging out with family, like always, and getting to show Renee a little love for, you know, like we always do any other day. But it was a special day for me because, I mean, I love you. And anyway,
this is getting a little sappy.
Yeah.
And this show is not about sappy.
Sorry about that, guys.
But going out to eat did take away from what I've been doing all weekend. What I mean all weekend, I've been watching 24.
24.
I never watched it when it was on, and I recently discovered that it was on Netflix, and Jay had seen it, and he was like, oh, I watched it up to like season 5, and I was like, really? So I started to watch it on my iPhone, but it didn't look that great, so I had to watch it when I was home.
And I suggested, you know, you have to watch it at home also, because a lot of the camera working with when Jack gives a look to someone or someone else looks at somebody, one of the main characters looks at somebody, that kind of gives a telltale sign that something's about to happen. You know, you're looking at that little screen, you can't pick up some of that stuff, and especially if you're working. Yeah. You know, 24 is one of those shows where you can't really multitask because there's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
And it's just really exciting. And
yeah,
a lot of the gotchas and turns and stuff like that are.
Yeah. I mean, it's really good. And I don't want to talk too much about it because we're going to talk more about that later. But I've been really liking it so far. So I have to thank Jay.
Right.
Thanks, Jay.
And then also this weekend, we played a little Rift. We did.
Rift is awesome.
Yes.
For all the haters. It's not a WoW killer, but it's still really good.
Yeah, it's an exciting game. And we'll probably be talking about that a little bit more later as well. We started some solo characters. We normally level together. We have a pair of characters that we level together through the content. And then, you know, we also have solo characters. So like if one of us does not feel like playing, you know, if the other person does feel like playing, they can go ahead and level that character and not feel guilty.
Exactly. It's like every couple have to have alone time. But our alone time is having separate characters, where everybody else's alone time is actually being alone. I don't know if that makes sense, but that counts as our alone time.
Right. So, and then like with some couples, spending quality time together is actually being interacting with each other, not just sitting and watching a movie or sitting and watching 24 or playing a game together. They actually have to be interacting in deep conversation, you know. So we're just a laid-back couple. And
Our weekend, that's pretty much how almost all of our weekends are. If we do a lot more than that, we feel like our weekend was too full. We need a chance to relax. So it's nice to just be able to lay back. Because I used to work on the weekends all the time. So having weekends off is a joy, and I treasure it. So not doing anything is actually fun for me. So.
Yep. All right. Well, we're going to move on to the next segment of our show, which is going to be media, where we talk about movies, games, books, television shows, and music.
So, I know we talked about 24 a little bit just a second ago, but I want to get into why I'm watching so much. So, I was watching at a leisurely pace, you know, one or two episodes a night, nothing too big. Then I looked at the Netflix, and it said that it's going to be going off Netflix streaming April the 1st, 2011.
And we're on season four now.
Out of eight.
But when we saw this, we were on season, we just had finished season two, and we're a couple of shows into season three.
And I was like, no, I don't want to wait. I don't want to get this through the mail. I mean, I don't want to have to wait for my next season. So I am on an epic journey to watch all eight seasons of 24 before April the 1st.
And it is going to be an epic journey.
Yeah, we watched a whole season this weekend, almost in a day.
And for you that don't know, 24 is a real-time show that each episode is an actual hour of the day. So each season is 24 shows. So we have to get in 24 shows that run about 43, 45 minutes. You do the math a little bit. I mean, that gets close to about. Oh no, I didn't do the math.
I don't do math. So let's just say that's a crap load of time.
That is a lot of time.
I don't do math. But, and I have to do this while balancing the load on our DVR as well. So I don't know how I'm going to do that.
Right.
A new load of shows are coming on.
Exactly. And so
I have to find a way.
Our DVR is hovering at 70 to 80%.
And that must be very uncomfortable.
Because we have had issues where our DVR has erased some things.
We're not going to talk about that. It still kind of hurts.
Yeah. And
hurts inside. So we're going to skip that. So 24,
right.
I'll tell you next week how good I've been. I expect to be into season 5, maybe season 6 by the time you hear from us again.
Yeah, we're going to be crashing through them pretty rapidly. Yep. And I'm excited. So we're in season 4 now, and this is one of the best seasons that 3 and 4 were great seasons. And
3 was my favorite out of all of them.
And so I'm hoping Renee really likes it and we get through it before they take them off of Netflix, because push come to shove, I can probably see us going out buying the last season.
No, I'm not buying the last season. We're not going to talk about buying anything. We have it for Netflix. That's why we have Netflix.
Right.
So that's 24. So
all right. Then moving on to so I noticed lately, babe, that you've had your Kindle in your hand a lot.
I have. And, I've been reading. Everybody's been talking about this Wheel of Time series by Robert Jordan.
I've heard a lot of people talking about that.
So I like the first one was a little slow. The second one really picked up, and I'm on the third one called Dragon Reborn now. It's a good fantasy novel, and for any of those who haven't read it, at least give it a try. I know there are at least 10 books, maybe more. I'm not exactly sure. So, Jay doesn't know anything about it.
Not at all.
But let's just say it's full of fantasy. There's a lot of magic. And I kind of like those kinds. I love magic. The idea that magic is out there has always fascinated me. So, it has lightning bolts from the sky and fire and all the cool stuff.
Right.
So, I've heard people tell me that it gets really slow when it gets to about the sixth or seventh book. But I'm the one that will keep with the series, even if it's not that great, just to prove to myself that I did it. But that's another thing altogether.
And you're a completionist. I love that about you, that once you follow through.
Once I start the series, I have to finish it. I mean, I feel like something is missing if I don't finish it.
Right. It just feels incomplete.
It does.
And for me, I haven't read my Kindle a lot this week, but I've been reading The Machine of Death. It's a series of short stories of that authors are writing about a machine that you can go to. You put your finger in and it takes a blood sample and it tells you how you're going to die. It doesn't tell you when, doesn't tell you where, and it just tells you how. So it can be something like old age. But the catcher is, for some people that die, old age could be you get hit in the head by an old person. And it's stuff like that. And so you have people, you know, if it says drowning, you have people avoiding reading. I mean, not reading, but avoiding water, deep water, not going swimming, not being on boats and stuff like that. But they end up, you know, drowning by choking on water, you know, or
well,
something
that
like that.
Is drowning.
Exactly.
So you could choke while drinking a bottle of water.
You can choke while drinking a bottle of water, but they don't think about that. And it's very funny how, you know, how that goes.
Yeah, and that's definitely on my list of books to read. And it's on your Kindle, right?
Yes, it is on Kindle.
I'll be getting that from him soon.
And a piece of advice, if you are looking to get a Kindle and you're, you know, a couple with, you know, you have a couple or a partner, that you share an Amazon account so that even though that you can share books now, but sharing an Amazon account for the Kindle really works wonders. Just allows you to share the books. You don't have to pay for it twice. And it's just amazing. It's just one of the amazing things.
So yeah, and not only books, we read comic books. Comic books are books, but a lot of people don't consider them full-fledged books. But they're reading all the same. I was about a year behind on comics. It was really frustrating because I didn't find time to read them, and I felt like I just was getting more and more behind. So my comic book store owner, our handy dandy
Dan,
our friend down the street Dan, and, recommended that
from his own.
Yes, he's Zone Comics. If y'all are ever here in town, they're a great comic book shop.
Yes, they are.
He suggested that I just take one series, sit down, and read through them all. Just find time, like if I have an hour, just read. So I took his advice, and it's been going really well. I finished up Deadpool. I love Deadpool. Everybody thinks he's a little cheesy.
Why do you love Deadpool?
He's funny, and he's split personality, and he has a healing factor of Wolverine, and he has a humor. And I really like it. And he's not just a knockoff Spider-Man with the humor. I actually think it's kind of funny. So I was 15 books behind maybe on Deadpool. And up next is Hulk, which I'm really behind. I haven't read Hulk that much. I started reading Hulk when I started reading with Jay. So I really had to find out what story arc they're on now. I have no idea.
Right. And
so.
And then for myself, I finished up Dark Wolverine. Is it Draken?
Dakin.
I don't know
I
why.
I love Dakin.
I don't know why I always say Draken.
Because it sounds like dragon, and dragons are cool.
Dragons are cool. You heard it here. But Dakin, which is the son of Wolverine, and
you ruined it. No, I'm.
Did I?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh man, I'm like, how was that?
No, you didn't ruin it.
You sure I didn't?
Unless they're like, I don't know, 2 years behind. No.
But he's...
You didn't ruin
okay,
it.
Okay, all right. Let me feel bad.
He has his blades come out of his hands. Okay. Anybody who knows Wolverine, anything, knows that he's related somehow.
Okay, but Dakin, you know, the series for me, I may not finish it. Renee's going to continue getting it, which I'm perfectly fine with. But I don't think I'm going to be reading Dakin anymore. And it's not anything about the writing or the art style or anything like that. But for as a comic book character, he doesn't kind of appeal to me. He's more of a smooth talker, which is cool.
He fights too.
And he fights, but he talks too much when he fights a lot. He's kind of like Spider-Man a little bit.
Other people talk. Wolverine can talk a lot when he fights too.
Oh, but he's talking junk though.
Dakin talks junk.
No, he doesn't. Dakin is talking about, oh, I'm so smooth and I'm so sexy. I'm too sexy for my shirt.
He doesn't do that.
Right.
Anyway, I like Dakin.
But yeah, anyway.
Dakin, I still love you.
But But now I'm starting on Black Panther series.
Which is my favorite superhero.
Yes, this is Renee's favorite of
Marvel,
all time.
Marvel, if you are out there, I know no one will ever listen to this, but please, please, please make a Black Panther movie. I would love a Black Panther movie. I don't know who would star in it.
Take a quick guess. Who would you think would be a
great... No, my perfect Black Panther, and I cannot think of his name. It's going to be horrible. The guy that did Spawn.
Well, you can look it up while I continue to talk.
Okay, you continue to talk.
So, she's going to look up the guy from Spawn for who Black Panther should play. And for you that may not know about Black Panther, it's a great read. I've heard great things about it, and I've enjoyed what I've read so far. I'm about three comics in, and it's amazing. It's just I like his style as well. So you have it?
I have it. Michael J. White.
Michael J. White. So
I would
Marvel.
Love him to play Black Panther.
So you hear that, Marvel? We want Michael J. White to play Black Panther in the movie that will be coming in 2015. So
of never, because they will never hear this.
Never know. All right. So I just had a real brain freeze, and I'm not cutting that one out.
You're not cutting that out?
I am not going to cut that one out, so let's keep going.
So, we also love to play video games. That's how Jay and I met. We'll save that for a future podcast.
But, right.
So, video games have always been very entrenched between us. And we both have Steam accounts, and they're my undoing. I buy games that have yet to play on Steam because it's such a good deal.
And I have to say that getting the wired Xbox controller for my PC has not helped either, because I will go through Steam and I will just look for games that are controller enabled, that are cheap, and that they're side scrollers. Oh my gosh.
Even if you know you won't play them
much. Oh, if they're like $2, it's like, okay, I can live without that.
Why I don't even browse Steam.
I can live without that
but
biscuit.
But if I browse Steam, I know I'll buy. Because they'll be like, look, weekend special. This game is usually $19.99, but we have it for $3.50. How can you say no to that?
You can't say no
to
that.
So that's why I don't go. But you ruin it because you always go to Steam, which is the same as if I went to Steam.
Right, so if I see it, I'll say, hey, babe, guess what? They have Braid for $2.99.
And I said, I'm not getting it.
And I said,
I'm not doing it.
And I said, Frisco's, our friend from one of our raid groups in WoW, said, this game is awesome. And then also on the Final Score podcast with Scott Johnson, Nicole, and Brian, they talked about...
How come you said Scott's last name, but not Nicole?
Nicole Spagnolia.
Spagnolo.
What did I say? And
because that's how Scott says her name.
Well, Scott says there's holes in Canada money,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
I mean, you know that's
them.
True.
No, it's...
That is true. Okay. They do have holes in their
and
money.
And also Brian Dunaway is on there as well.
From South Carolina. Yeehaw! That's the parents of North Carolina. That's my home state.
Anyway, we both got Braid because Jay kept talking about how great it was and it was on sale.
So yeah, and Braid is like... For you that haven't played, it's like Mario, but better. It has, you know, puzzles in it that you have to figure out how to use your terrain.
It's great. I mean, and you have to eat these puzzle pieces. It is so much fun. And you're running around with this little dude. He has great hair. He's wearing a tie, and his tie moves when he's running. He's adorable. There's a love story behind it.
And Renee was like, did you read the story? And I said, not really.
I was like, how are you not going to read the story?
And she was like, it's so sad.
It is sad. Because then you actually understand the reason behind the game's name if you read the story.
So I'm going to have to go back and read the story now. Yes. Because if I was to ask her now, or ask her off the air, what's the story? She may tell me to go read it.
Yes, I will, because you have to read it.
So when I saw the story, though, I was like, TLDR. Too long didn't read. I couldn't take it.
Okay. Well, just take time and read. All right. But I really love Braid. So if anybody has any thoughts about a good game to play, Braid, it's on Steam. I believe it's also on Xbox, probably the PSN.
It was. It started out on the Xbox. Like Xbox Live is where it started, and I know it got Game of the Year. I've heard Indie Game of the Year, and it's just been a great hit. And so I'm gonna take a second to apologize if you hear a dog bark in the background. Some of you may know, and some of you may not know, we have a Jack Russell Terrier mix dog named Toby.
I'm kidding. I love Toby.
And Toby is our child. That's how we do it. So we'll have to apologize ahead of time for him.
I'm not apologizing for him barking. He's a dog. That's what dogs do. So you'll have to deal with it.
So another thing that this weekend that or this, not just this weekend, but this past week, I was in contact with some of the guys at Pretty Lights. Pretty Lights is a artist that I found out about through a friend that sent me a YouTube video of one of our raid encounters in WoW, which is where we fight a boss and stuff. But on the back end, the background music was an artist by the name of Pretty Lights. And I did a Google search for him and found out that he had a website and he had 9 albums. And his music is more of an electro-funk. He's a DJ out of Colorado. And, boy, I have to tell you, this guy is amazing. He really lays down some nice tracks. And I was shocked at the quality of music that I was getting. And the cool part was when I went out there to look at his music, all of his music was donation, so you could get it for free, and if you really liked it, you'd donate. So we downloaded his albums and donated, and it's just really amazing music.
He's an awesome artist, and it's not just the DJs who, you know, they play songs at kids' parties, you know, he's an actual DJ. He will mix the song up, and it sounds so smooth, and he actually makes 2 songs better just by mixing them up. And I really like that about
him. Right. And don't get confused, because he's not a mashup artist like Girl Talk or anything like that. He's an actual DJ that's using turntables, mixers, and drum machines and everything like that. I mean, it's just amazing music. We'll play you a sample at the end of the show, end of this segment. I've yet to decide how I want to do that.
So it's a great thing to check out if you're looking for music. We love that kind of thing. So another thing that we're into, you know, we're into tech, gadgets, computers. We're geeks and nerds, and that's the kind of stuff that we like. Jay did something totally geeky and nerdy this weekend, and he enjoyed it. What did you do today?
This weekend, my project was to take our laptop that we have and find out if we're actually going to get rid of it.
It's old. It's like, it's 6 years old, maybe?
It's about...
A little bit more.
It's probably less than 6. It's probably about 6 years old. It had Vista on it. It wasn't a bad computer. And basically what I did with it was I downloaded Ubuntu Linux 10.04, and I installed it on the laptop, and the installation was very quick, it was very simple, and it was very different from the first time I've installed Linux back in 2004. I did a lot of tweaking back then in 2004 when I did an install of Ubuntu. And with the 10.04 that's out now, it was very, very simple. I had everything working fine. And then I started having an issue where I was having overheating on the laptop, which even with Vista, we had overheating issues with the Toshiba. And what I found out was that Toshiba, for some odd reason, they do the fan controls, not in the BIOS, but they do it with the operating system, which really doesn't make sense. And why you would want to depend on an operating system like Microsoft or even Linux, not or or OS, iOS, you know, any of those, why would you depend on a OS to control your fans and not your BIOS? Let your motherboard and your BIOS and them control your fan when stuff gets hot, to turn the fans on, to cool it off. But it's neither here nor there. Basically, I found a solution on the forums of Ubuntu, and the forums of support, that's one of the things that really make Ubuntu so great, is that they have a great support network of people that are just in love with Ubuntu. And I'll have the link in the show notes. And then I had a problem after I did one of the fixes. And
a problem after you did one of the fixes?
Yes.
So it wasn't really a fix.
It was a fix for the fan.
But it broke something else.
And I broke something else. And what I broke was the sound. I just had got it ready to watch Boardwalk Empire and everything, and noticed that there was no sound. So basically what I ended up having to do is reinstalling Ubuntu again. But apparently with my first install, I don't know if I had did something, some tinkering around, and I shut my fan off, but everything's working fine now. So after the second install and not doing so much tinkering and everything, the laptop is running great. It actually is running better now.
Now, mind you, this is mostly over my head. I deal with software. I don't really deal with hardware. Like, I do programming, but I don't really work with installing drivers and operating systems. That's not what I do. So most of it was over my head. So when Jay turns the laptop around, doesn't it look better? I'm like, I don't know. It looks about the same. And then now he won't let me play with the laptop at all.
No way.
You said you don't want to play with it because it looked the same as it did before.
No, I did not say that.
You took offense to your install.
I did take offense. I said, babe, doesn't it look great? Doesn't it look so much better? And you were like, well, I don't see nothing different.
I mean, it's still showing stuff the same as it was before.
But babe, that's like if you were looking at me and said, babe, you know, how do you like my hair? And you did something great with your hair. And I'll say, babe, I don't see anything different.
So you're comparing.
Yes, I am.
An operating system install to if I got my hair done.
Yes.
So, Steve Jobs, looking very well, got up this past week and announced what everybody knew was coming, the iPad 2. Now, when iPad first came out, I said, wow, that is an expensive toy, and I'm not getting it. And I didn't see any benefit. I didn't really have a thought about it. Then Jay actually was using one for his work, and he brought it home. That thing is fun. And it's great for games, so much space. I don't feel like I have to stare at my tiny iPhone. And I was like, man, if I had the money, I would so get one. So along comes iPad 2, and it looked even better than the iPad. It's thinner, dual core processors, it weighs less, and it's just pretty. And I said, I really would love it. But again, it's still an expensive toy. And with the trip to Utah we're doing later and everything, I would love to have it. So I find myself wanting the iPad 2, which is against every fiber of my being. But I want one. Do you want one?
For the iPad 2, I would take one, but I'm okay.
Of course you would take one.
But
who wouldn't take one?
I'm perfectly fine with just a regular iPad. And I say this.
But it's so thin.
I know it is so thin.
And it's so light.
But I'm not going to be holding it a lot to where
it
I'm going to have
to. It has the cameras.
Oh, you're going to hold it up and take a picture?
No, but I might.
Really?
I might.
Really? Can you see yourself holding this thing up like this?
For you all that can't see, Jay has his arms 3 feet apart.
Hold like this.
Okay, that's about right.
And you're going to take a picture.
Yes.
Like that.
Yes.
Come on, man.
I would.
I do not see myself
anyway,
taking a picture.
If anybody out there has a spare iPad 2, you know, rich people just happen to have an extra one, You can contact me. I'll give you my contact information at the end of the show. And you can contact me, and maybe you can possibly send it towards the Valentine house. You know, and we won't turn it down.
And I'm just looking forward to trying to get an iPad original for $100 less or $150 less if I get a refurb. And I've had a refurb iPod Touch before, and they work just as well with the same warranty.
But it's so... And I actually saw a comic about this. Talking about how inferior their iPad looked now that they had an iPad too. It was a great comic. I think it was PvP Online, I think.
Oh, really, man.
Yeah, and it was so funny.
I think when the iPad did come out, we were very much against the iPad and just thought it was a very expensive, huge
iPhone. We had a friend who got the most expensive one.
Yes, he did.
Almost $1,000.
He did.
And he ended up not even using it that much after he did. I was like, how can you spend almost $1,000 on a toy and then not use it that much?
That just makes me wish that I had $1,000to spend on the toy that I would actually use.
Because trust me, if I spend $1,000 on anything, every day that thing would get used.
It will get used. And when she says that, she really means it, that it will get used every day.
He knows me. I will get my money's worth for that $1,000 toy.
Sometimes I think she looks at me sometimes and says in the back of her head, why isn't he reading the Kindle?
No, because that's your toy. Kindle is my toy. I read my Kindle. I get my money out of my Kindle.
Oh, my God. The judgment. The judgment is on.
No, you do what you want with your toys.
The ball.
My
I'm
toys.
Sorry.
We can't both talk at the same time.
I'm sorry.
No. So, I love my toys and my tech, and that's what I look forward to. Every time they announce a new toy, and I get excited. Even if I won't get it, I get excited about knowing that technology is going where it's going.
Right.
And I look forward to, you know, everything that they have in store for us in the future.
Yeah, and I mean, with where I am at my job also, is part of that is doing the mobile devices and stuff like that. And so I get access to some of those things, and it's a fun area to be in. It's edgy. And it's just exciting, and the things that they're doing now are amazing, simply amazing. So wrapping up the tech and gadgets, we want to move on over to one of our, I think it's everybody's favorite subject. I think
no, some people don't like it that much.
Really?
Yes.
They think of it as a necessity.
But they don't have passion.
They don't have passion.
We have passion.
Yes, we do have passion. And what is that passion?
Food.
Food.
Oh,
food.
And not just food. I love to cook. To cook just to see what'll happen.
And she does it well.
Sometimes. Sometimes the recipe turns out horrible and horribly turns out to be horrible.
Turns out to be horrible. It's fine.
And Jay says it's because of the recipe and not my skills. And I'm not sure. Because I feel like I should have known something before I started in. But, so, I like to try at least one new recipe a week. Sometimes two. Just to expand the horizon. So, you know, I don't want to cook the same old thing. Grilled chicken, meatloaf, you know, your standard fare. I want to expand out. So, the new recipe I tried this week, it was a dinner recipe. It was a crock pot. And it was a crock pot recipe. And those are supposed to be easy. Set it. And then
forget it.
Forget it and come back. It was creamy chicken and biscuits. And the picture looked wonderful. You know, chicken and peas and carrots and onions. And it just looked good. So I decided to try it. This was Friday?
Friday night.
You know, it took 6 hours. It looked good in the crock pot, didn't it?
Yes, and it
great.
Smelled so
It smelled
great.
Wonderful, and, you know, and I was excited. Then came the time for the serving. One, it wasn't creamy. I don't know if I put the amount of flour, because for like those of you all who don't cook, the flour would help thicken it up. it wasn't creamy at all. It was more liquidy. And that just ruined the whole dish for me, because what's the point? Who wants chicken soup? And it wasn't, it was like a thicker chicken soup, but it wasn't creamy. And I was in the chicken. It wasn't very flavorful. I was disappointed. So, what?
No, wow. If you didn't see that, you didn't say that when I asked you. You didn't say disappointed.
No. I was disappointed, but I didn't say it didn't taste good. It was okay. We both agreed it was okay. Yeah, but when I do a new recipe, I don't go for okay. If it's okay, I'm not going to make it again.
And I think, like I told her, I don't believe it was something that you did. I think it was the recipe.
Well, and everybody else liked it.
And I think also it could be our palate. What appeals to us is one of the things that I think it is.
Well, it wasn't creamy. If it was creamy, I probably would have liked it, because then it would have tasted more like, and I used these drop biscuits that they had in the recipe that were really good.
Those were amazing.
And they're so easy to make. It's just flour, baking powder, a little bit of salt, I think something else in there too. But those are super easy to make.
Yes.
And then that was perfect. Yeah, and I can see myself making those biscuits again for other things.
Right, those biscuits were really amazing.
Something good did come out of that dish.
Yes, the biscuits were amazing.
The biscuits and nothing else.
Well, the chicken was great.
Chicken was good.
The chicken. Now, okay, so the chicken and the creamy chicken and biscuits was great. The biscuits were great.
You didn't like the vegetables.
But
were they too soggy?
No, they were not too soggy. I don't mind soggy vegetables.
So
I think it was just... It was the cream. It was the cream sauce. It was
liquid. It was too.
I don't know if it was liquidy, but it was like So with the creamy sauce, you put white wine in there.
Yes.
And I felt like that, and maybe it was in my head, but I really felt like that. Is that a feeling? Yeah, I felt like that. I tasted.
Well, you're supposed to. I mean, if there's white wine in there, you're supposed to taste it.
Yeah, and I think.
But you're supposed to taste the alcohol.
No, I did not taste the alcohol.
Well, that makes sense.
So I think it was the white wine in the cream sauce that kind of turned me off on it. Maybe.
Well, if I ever, in the future, I might try it again. If I take out the white wine, I actually take out some of the liquid.
I wonder.
I'm not going to make it again.
So what if you put like Alfredo sauce with it?
So it would be kind of gross.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
No, because then, okay. We're not going to talk about putting Alfredo sauce in our creamy chicken and biscuits. And that is not a euphemism for anything. Either. So, I might try it.
So
it's an experiment. But every time you make a dinner,
right,
it costs almost just as much as going out to dinner.
Right.
So now if it's good, it works out. Because then you have food for a couple days. So you need to save some money.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't work out, then you've lost.
So, see, I think...
That's how I look at cooking.
It's
a crapshoot.
So, you're going back to the oatmeal comment about cooking new dishes.
Yes. If you've never seen... If you never read the webcomic, The Oatmeal, it's really funny. They had a comic about how when you cook, you like think about ordering pizza. Then you say, well, I can cook. I have this cookbook, and I can go get all these... these ingredients, and they end up costing more than going out to eat. You go and you make it, ends up tasting awful. Then you feel obligated to eat it.
But
you end up ordering pizza.
But I'm gonna stop you there.
But
we're gonna include that comic in the show notes.
Yes,
we'll include that for you all. And while you're out there, subscribe to it. Also, it is funny.
Yes.
Just warning: there is strong language.
Yes, he does use strong language. It's not for children.
Right, so it's not for children.
So if you don't think your parents would want you to read that, do not read it.
Do not read it. So you have been warned.
That is our...
Yep. So the next thing that on Saturday morning...
No, Sunday morning.
Was it Sunday morning?
It was Sunday morning.
Sunday morning.
I had a wonderful experience with cooking something. So, something good came out of this.
My goodness.
I was looking for a recipe for lasagna that's made in muffin tins. And in my quest, I found it. And this same author also had a recipe for French toast muffins. My jaw hit the floor. I was like, this sounds amazing. So, and it looked pretty easy. And I already had most of the ingredients, so I thought, why not? Got up Sunday morning, and I made them. And
they were amazing.
When I mean they taste like French toast, they taste like French toast. Yes. They have pieces of, it's like muffins, but then they have pieces of French toast on top of that. And it makes 12. And so I had to give some away to my family because we couldn't eat them all because it's just the two of us.
So I'm going to explain this experience of tasting the French toast muffin.
Hold on. And we also had bacon and eggs because I'm awesome like that.
So yes, she is very awesome. And I'm going to explain the experience of eating the French toast muffin for the first time. For you guys and gals that are out there, if you ever had a McGriddle from McDonald's and you've been into that McGriddle bread and you taste the pancake, the syrup, the sausage and all that, and you're just like, just an explosion in your mouth, and don't do it, resist it please. Sorry guys, you didn't see what I saw. And it was just like an explosion of just yummy goodness of the French toast, the syrup, and the crumbs of the brown sugar that was on top of it.
No, on top was cinnamon and sugar. It's a basic muffin just with maple extract and brown sugar.
Yes.
And then on top is cinnamon bread that's cubed, and it's mixed with egg and milk, like French toast, that goes on top. Then when it comes out of the oven, you brush syrup, maple syrup on top, and then sprinkle with cinnamon and sugar, and I put a little confectioner's powdered sugar on it.
Like it was just amazing. It was amazing.
And I took pictures on it of it. I'll probably upload them to our Flickr account so you can see.
Yep, you probably put the recipe up on our blog.
I will. Maybe. Because they were great.
Our blog at valentine.com. Just throw that out there real quick, and we will later.
So, for every failure, there is a success.
And it was a great success.
So, I'm not as mad about the fail creamy chicken and biscuits. Fail non-creamy chicken and biscuits, because I wasn't about the French toast.
So, wrapping up our food section, we're going to talk about a condiment that...
Jay's going to talk about this condiment.
That I am so in love with right now. And it's funny because I never really looked at the name of this condiment until this past week. And the reason that I looked at the name was that my lovely wife sent me a comic strip from the oatmeal.
No. But you got this before you even...
I did.
So you didn't look at the name?
No, I did not look at the name.
You mean you picked
it up? I just knew it was hot chili sauce that's always at the Chinese buffet food carousel.
So you said, hey, I'm going to try this.
I am going. They have my favorite hot chili sauce in Walmart, and I'm going to buy it right now.
Okay.
Because it makes everything taste so great. And it was like the first time I saw Texas Pete in Walmart, and I didn't live in North Carolina.
Oh.
Because, you know, that's where Texas Pete is made, in North Carolina.
We've always had Texas Pete here.
Well, when I moved out of North Carolina, and I couldn't find Texas Pete for a while. So,
Were you living in Canada?
I was living in Nebraska.
Might as well be Canada.
Yeah, it's pretty much Canada. Is getting on to the condiment that I love so much, I apologize, is the... Sriracha.
I like the first one you said.
Sriracha. I'll say that. But I have a link in the show notes. It's the rooster sauce, some people call it. And oatmeal goes a little bit further. Again.
Yeah, that webcomic that we talked about just a second ago, they also did a webcomic about this sauce.
Yes.
And it was so funny. Jay had gotten it.
I got it in a week, and within 3 days, I had went over a half of a bottle.
He uses it on almost everything.
I use it in chicken noodle soup. I use it in ramen noodles.
Use it on top of the of the creamy chicken and biscuits to make it edible?
I was trying to make it edible. Even then, I couldn't finish it. It was like the wine taste and the sauce taste. I just couldn't get rid of that wine taste.
So, and it was so funny. I found this comic, and I was like, this is so Jay, how he is with this hot sauce. So I sent it to him. I have a link to the comic in the show notes. And it was hilarious. So it really reminded me. And I don't like hot stuff like he does.
Yes.
So I don't really, I tried it and I was just like, eh, just don't cut it to hot sauce. I mean, but
it's not just hot sauce.
It's not like Texas Pete or
it has a consistency of like a liquidy salsa, maybe, I guess. But it is chili sauce, and it sticks to everything. It's great. It's just great.
Okay.
So
that's Jay's favorite condiment.
Say more about it.
Mine is ketchup, but that's for another episode.
All right. So is there anything else you want to, I think we're getting to the end of our show. We're going to wrap up.
I just want to say thanks, everybody, for giving us a try. And
bear with us. This is our first show.
Yeah, first podcast that I've ever done. I've guest hosted and been guests on others, so
right.
It doesn't really count. I don't have to do anything but just talk about nonsense on the other podcast. I actually have to bring content.
Yes, we have to bring content, and I'm going to cut back on the number of ums that I say in the show, so hopefully that doesn't drive anyone crazy, and I apologize for that ahead of time.
You can actually reach us if you want to reach out to us. Tell us how you liked it, how you didn't like it, how you want to hear more of something. You can reach us by email at it's at valentinepodcast@gmail.com. It's atvalentinepodcast@gmail.com. The podcast Twitter feed is www.twitter.com/@valentinepodcast.
Nope.
It is not.
the Twitter for our podcast and also our blog is www.twitter.com/@valentineblog.
At Valentine blog. So let's use it in the show notes. So yes. I don't say that wrong again.
And then you can reach me on Twitter. My Twitter feed is www.twitter.com/thecowboy. And that's not COWBOY, but it is the CAOBOI cowboy.
Yes, we'll explain some other time why it's spelled all funky.
Yes.
And you can reach me at www.twitter.com/theiceflow, ICEFLOW.
And you can reach our blog. Our blog is at valentine.com. That's ATVALENTINE. .com.
All you had to say was Valentine like the holiday.
Valentine like the holiday or like the city in Nebraska.
No one knows where that is.
They do in you. Nebraska.
Okay. It's at Valentine like the holiday.
And so at the end of the show, you'll hear a little bit of the music from Pretty Lights. And
so why is it called
Pretty Lights?
Pretty Lights.
The reason it's called Pretty Lights is the name Pretty Lights comes from from a Pink Floyd concert poster that reads, "Come and watch the Pretty Lights," which I thought was pretty cool how, you know, he incorporated Pink Floyd within his name. No, well, not incorporate with it, but he took something from their concert, and he does do some remixes with some Pink Floyd stuff. It's just amazing, amazing music. And so I want to thank Nate Scott for hooking us up with our intro today. And we'll be outroing out with a little bit of Pretty Lights. So, thanks for listening to the show.
Thanks, guys. It was a ton of fun. And we look forward to coming to you each and every week.
All right. Bye.
Bye. I just waved when I said bye. Like they can really see me.
Yep, you did. Thank you.
should be done. This style is identical to none. Some try to make it sound like this, but you're getting me so upset that I'm wet cause you're sweating me. I start to think and then I sink into the paper like I was in. When I'm writing, I'm trapped in between the line. I escape when I finish the rhyme. I got soul. Get on after me.